Welcome to the Children's and Young Adult Novels Book Club, CYAN Book Club for short, where we connect you with the stories worth telling. I'm your host, Zach Whiting, and today we go to the stars and witness the beginning of a unique sci-fi story with dragons. Today's book is The Boy Who Fell from the Stars, which is the first book in Ted Decker's new dragon series written for kids. Now, what is The Boy Who Fell from the Stars? Well, it's blurb time. Blurb time is when we read the little blurb on the back of the book, or that you might find on the website promoting the book and what it's about. Well, here is the blurb for today's story. Jack is a 12-year-old boy born among 169 survivors of a global apocalypse. They now orbit the Earth and await its restoration so they can return to the surface. With supplies dangerously low, the time for waiting is over. Humanity's last survivors must return now or die among the stars. There is a problem, though. A big one. Dragons now rule the planet, and mankind's only hope rests in a small team of highly trained teenagers who are immune to the dragon's toxic breath. Only they can lead humanity, but first, they must get to the surface, alive. Ted Decker is a well-known Christian author who's written more than just a few novels. You may have heard of his Circle series, maybe AD 30 or AD 33, and the Paradise trilogy. But as always, every book has to stand on its own, and so we're here to find out if The Boy Who Fell from the Stars, the first book in the And They Found Dragons series, is worth reading. Well, let's take a look at some of the themes and see what they have to say. This is book one of three, and so I think we can expect that the themes in this book, which are really setting us up for the rest of the series, will play out in other parts of the story. We are just beginning Jack's journey, as well as the journeys of our other characters. They have a mission to kill dragons, and our main cast of characters are preteens. They're 10, 11, 12. That explains why I think fear is one of the major themes of this book. Not only are preteens and teens having to prepare for a deadly mission on the surface of Earth, but their parents have to come to terms with this idea of sending their children on what seems like a suicide mission. Marco, who is another boy, is one of our main antagonists, and he seems to lash out in anger quite a bit. And the idea here is that he's kind of overcompensating or responding to inner fear and inner insecurities that he struggles with. Dr. Alexander, who's one of our characters, who is kind of the doctor who makes sure all the kids are healthy for their mission, he has his own struggles in this story as well. And fear plays a major role in the decisions that he makes. It influences what he decides to do. Jack, our main character, he himself experiences fear on more than one occasion. Factors that play into this is the fact that he's physically weaker than the other kids his age, but after an accident occurs, he is actually placed on this mission to go to Earth, where they're going to face dragons and potentially be poisoned and all those various things. And so Jack finds himself in a situation where he's uncomfortable, he's fearful, am I up for this task? The key difference between Jack and a lot of our other characters, however, and the way that they face their fear, is that Jack has faith in the teachings that his mother has shared with him. In this world, this future existence of humanity, religion is outlawed because of various wars and fighting that went on Earth that seemed to have played a major role in the end of the world. And so religion is outlawed, but she secretly raises Jack in the ways of Yeshua, who she calls her master, who is sort of the teacher whose writings and teachings influence everything she does. It's Jack's faith that gives him the power he needs to overcome his fear. And so that's why I think faith is another major theme of this book. And all throughout, and I'm sure we'll see this in the next two books as well, these two themes, fear and faith, give us a dichotomy, a contrast, that brings our characters to points of decision, and sometimes they bring our characters into conflict with one another. So what did I like about this book? The first and most obvious thing that I found really intriguing is that this is a science fiction story that is incorporating a fantasy trope. It's incorporating dragons into the future, which I think is super cool, really unique. It gives us like a modern take on the Dragon Slayer tales of old. I love fantasy stories. I love dragons. I think they are awesome. So the fact that we are incorporating dragons into science fiction, which is another one of my favorite type of stories, my favorite settings, this is a really cool story. Another thing that I really love about this story is the emphasis it places on faith, and particularly the faith of Jack's mom, Michelle. It's easy for any Christian to see that Yeshua, who is the teacher, almost the Messiah or God figure in this book, Yeshua is Jesus. In fact, Yeshua is another name for Jesus that we find in Scripture. And so his teachings guide Michelle in everything that she does, and she trains Jack in those same teachings. And so our two main characters, the two characters we see the most, that we empathize with the most, these are people of faith, and we get to see their faith play out in the story. Now, Ted Dekker is a Christian, which is why I think he includes this aspect of faith. And I like that he is not afraid to do that. He's placed this incredible reality into this story. Even though it's a fictional story, we have the person of Jesus Christ in the story. Now, I don't think it was heavy-handed. I think that he did it very well, but I think it's unmistakable the impact that this figure of Yeshua has on our story. Okay, is there anything in this book that I think you should know about or be wary about before reading it yourself or sharing it with others in your life? Honestly, there is nothing in this book that I think you should be concerned about. The story is clean. There's no cursing, no inappropriate content. Personally, I think that the story should have been one book. I think he could have combined all three into one if he had just made them shorter and maybe made it a little punchier. But that's just a preference, really. This first book in the series, the one that we're reviewing today, is just the setup and the inciting incident. It's really just the beginning of this story, which is why I'm saying if you read this one, you're going to want to read the next two books to get the entire story. So how am I going to rate The Boy Who Fell from the Stars? Remember, our scale goes from red to orange to yellow to green and finally to cyan. Red is the worst rating we can give. Cyan is the very best rating we can give. I think the first book in the And They Found Dragon series is a green book on our scale. It's an interesting science fiction / fantasy story that has a powerful message and pretty good characters. The only things that I think hold it back from being the best of the best is I think we could have combined it into one book if we had trimmed some things out and really just made the story cohesive instead of stretching it across three books. And I think some of the younger characters speak as if they're adults with a bit more maturity in their vocabulary than I think kids 11 or 12 would speak. So it makes them a little harder to relate to. But overall, I think this book is great. I think anyone 8 years and older will enjoy reading this story. It deserves a place on your bookshelf. Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to read the written versions of our book reviews or our short stories, you can check out our website linked in the description below. If you have a book that you'd like us to read and review on the podcast, you can submit those suggestions using the link below as well. Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And thank you for leaving reviews. It helps us reach more people with the Cyan Book Club, and it helps us share the stories worth telling with the world. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you in the next episode.